Exchanges. The Goldman Sachs podcast featuring exchanges on the forces driving the markets and the economy. Exchanges between the leading minds at Goldman Sachs. New episodes every week. Listen now.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, October 1st. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. A California bill that pitted some of the biggest tech companies against prominent scientists who developed artificial intelligence has been vetoed. We'll tell you why Governor Gavin Newsom didn't sign it and what's next for regulating AI. And then, the mission of a nonprofit and the goals of investors don't always line up. In a few years, OpenAI may no longer need to worry about that. We'll explain the changes it plans to make. But first, California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a controversial AI safety bill. The bill would have required developers of large AI models to take steps to ensure their technology didn't pose a, quote, unreasonable risk of causing or materially enabling a critical harm. Developers also needed to ensure their AI could be shut down by a human if it started behaving dangerously. Had the governor signed the bill into law, it would have laid the groundwork for how AI is regulated across the country, since so many of the top AI companies are based in California. Here to tell us about the decision is our AI editor, Ben Fritz. So Ben, what did Governor Gavin Newsom say his reason was for vetoing the bill?
Newsom said that he was concerned that the bill only applies to the biggest and most expensive AI models, doesn't apply to smaller ones, and doesn't differentiate between whether they're doing critical work or, you know, that really could affect people's lives in a dangerous way and, you know, sensitive data and so on, or if it's doing pretty banal work. He was saying basically size and cost is not the right way to determine which AI models should be regulated. And he wants something more comprehensive and more targeted based on the danger they would pose.
A lot of research scientists supported this bill. How are they reacting to the veto?
They're mostly reacting poorly. Interestingly, a lot of the scientists who have developed advanced AI are the people who are most worried that it could get out of control and cause real danger to our economy and to our society. And that's why you saw some of the most well-known, most famous, most accomplished research scientists calling for more regulation. They're worried that the technology they've helped develop can do things that humans don't intend for it to do.
How are the companies behind these big AI models reacting?
Perhaps not surprisingly, most of the AI companies were opposed to this bill. OpenAI, Google, Meta, Microsoft, they all opposed this. They've all said they are in favor of regulation, just not this regulation, and they want to see regulation that's more specific. They said this was too vague and would have been impossible to execute in practice. So they've all praised the governor for this veto, and they had been lobbying him pretty aggressively to veto the bill.
I mentioned that had this bill been signed into law, it would have had national implications. But what efforts have been seen on a national level to get AI regulation passed?
There's been talk and hearings and meetings in Washington about the danger AI could pose if it were to get out of control of its designers, if it were to mishandle sensitive data or something like the electrical grid or healthcare records. But perhaps unsurprisingly, given the paralysis in Washington, they haven't passed any bills. I should add, the only thing that's happened is the Biden administration has implemented some guidelines that some AI companies have agreed to, but they're all voluntary.
Do we know how California State Senator Scott Wiener feels about the bill being vetoed? He was the sponsor of the bill.
Wiener was pretty upset that Newsom vetoed it, and he described it as I'll quote him here, a setback for everyone who believes in oversight of massive corporations that are making critical decisions that affect the safety and welfare of the public and the future of the planet. He basically believes that even if this bill was imperfect, it was better to pass this and then continue to refine it in the future rather than leave AI pretty much unregulated, at least in the short term.
So what do we expect comes next? Will another California bill be in the works?
Quite possibly. The governor said he wants to see new legislation next year that's more targeted at AI models that are particularly dangerous. And he announced that he's working with some top AI researchers, including Fei-Fei Li, who a lot of people have called the godmother of AI, to develop new legislation that he hopes will pass next year. He's hoping that any future bills will have more buy-in from companies and researchers and everybody, as opposed to being as controversial and divisive as this bill ended up being.
That was WSJ AI editor Ben Fritz. Coming up, OpenAI's path to change its structure is enormously complex and comes with a deadline to get it done. We'll tell you about the plan after the break.
Adobe Express is the quick and easy create anything app. It's my go-to for making my business stand out. From videos and social posts to flyers and logos. Search for Adobe Express to find out more and use it for free.
OpenAI is going through some major changes. It's planning to convert from a non-profit organization to a for-profit one. The change is connected to efforts to raise $6.5 billion from backers including Microsoft, NVIDIA, and venture capital firms. And while the idea is to simplify the world's leading artificial intelligence startup, the actual transformation will be complex. Here to tell us more is our reporter, Teo Francis. And just before we get into this, I want to note for our listeners that the Wall Street Journal's owner, News Corp, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. So, Teo, what is OpenAI's current structure? Because it's a little unusual.
It is unusual. At the very top of the heap is a nonprofit, a charity. It's a Delaware entity, so it's incorporated in Delaware, and it has Inc. on the end of it, OpenAI Inc. But it's a charity. It's registered with the IRS. You can give money to it and get a tax deduction. And it owns everything we know of as OpenAI, with a little bit of an exception around the edges. But essentially, it controls the company that makes ChatGPT and that has all these deals with Microsoft and is getting so much attention.
So the charity, the nonprofit, owns this for-profit arm that is making so much money. How is it planning to restructure?
Well, the goal is to get the nonprofit out of the decision-making and the control kind of structure. The problem with having a nonprofit in control is that it's very clear that its nonprofit mission, which is essentially to bring AI to the world and to everybody in a safe way, isn't necessarily going to be the same as an investor's goal, which is to make money on this AI boom. And so the question has been for a long time how to square that circle. There does seem to be some indication that the nonprofit will own a stake in it, but the idea is that it won't control this sort of newly independent for-profit. And other investors then will have an opportunity to buy into it. And that's the $6.5 billion investment they're hoping to raise. That structure isn't exactly clear. We know the broad outlines. We know what kind of they're hoping to do, but there's a lot that has to happen between now and then.
What is involved in this conversion?
What's involved in this conversion is nonprofit law. Fundamentally, charities are not owned and controlled by the people who set them up, or even really the people who donate money to them. They are independent entities, and they have an obligation to society under law. Essentially, what goes into a nonprofit can't be taken out for anyone's gain. And that would include investors in this new entity. So right now, OpenAI, the nonprofit, owns, has control over the for-profit. That's valuable. That controlling an entity has some kind of value. Putting a dollar figure on it isn't so easy. But that value, whatever it is, has to remain with the charity. The charity can't end up at the end of this process with less than it has now in terms of value. Putting a value on that is difficult, right? Investors might be willing to plow a certain amount of money into the for-profit. That might imply a certain valuation. But what the charity gets fundamentally has to keep it whole or maybe even make it a little better off. It can't leave it worse off financially.
An OpenAI spokeswoman declined to comment for this story, but what is OpenAI saying about these changes?
OpenAI is not giving sort of the full picture that you might expect from a prospectus in a public offering or something like that. So we have a lot fewer details here than we would in a sort of a more traditional transaction.
What's the likely timeline for this change?
OpenAI has a bit of a deadline. It has told investors that it's going to create or transform the business into what's called a public benefit corporation. That's a for-profit entity that has also got some sort of a social or, you know, mission to do good in the world, but it's still a for-profit entity and still delivering profits to investors. OpenAI has said that it will do this within 2 years. Otherwise, investors can get their money back. The implication is they can't for 2 years.
Do we know what's going to happen to the nonprofit arm after these changes?
Well, we understand it's going to continue. There will still be a nonprofit OpenAI, whether it keeps that name or not. And it will have whatever assets, whatever value, securities or cash is received for its control of the current for-profit entity and for whatever else it may give up and whatever ownership stake or other benefits it may give up. We don't know exactly what it's going to do. We're told it's going to continue to pursue its mission, but whether that's by doing research or by making grants is less clear.
Are there other hurdles OpenAI will have to contend with to make this change?
Well, one of them is named Elon Musk. He's already suing the company over what he has described as the abandonment of its nonprofit mission. OpenAI created a for-profit arm to house its research and investments it receives and development and so on. And he's already sued and said, OpenAI, you're doing it wrong. He's already tweeted that converting to a for-profit company is inappropriate. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. It has gotten easier in recent years for donors, and Musk was a major donor early in OpenAI's existence. It's become easier for donors to go to court and argue that a nonprofit isn't doing it right. That said, donors don't have some kind of absolute right to determine how their money is used once they give it to a nonprofit. We'll see whether legal challenges become a bigger obstacle or whether they remain a side channel.
All right, that was our reporter, Teo Francis. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Melanie Roy. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.